that's all right. Little one doesn't mind going to the place of learnings with just the skin on.
Very nice, you won't mind it.
I'm sure that they won't mind if he goes with just the skin.
You don't mind it?
Chilly.
Oh, well, that won't matter. Can you spirit energy to keep warm? Doesn't matter if it gets wet.
Not even dry.
It soon dry off. Is that not so, little one? Oh, that could be very exciting.
Yeah, or even it would.
Now, so does that answer what you're wanting to know?
Thank you. That's really good.
So what you have to tell for these people is don't worry about it. Just get ready to do lots of work. Be prepared to help pick up the pieces of other people around and about you. There are many people that are working in the light that don't know they are working in the light. They are not in this room. They are out there in the world. And they are going to find that they are going to be called. And many of them will resist. However, resistance is going to be futile because the forces are such that they will not be able to resist it. This is something that has to happen on the planet. It has to take place. And when you hear of many different tragedies taking place, again, feel for the families. However, accept that they came to this life so that this would happen in this life. Or they would not have been born, would they not? Mm-hmm. Have loving and caring for the families. And have knowing at the same time so that you don't get lost in the feelings and the trauma. This way you will be free to give love, to give assistance whenever and wherever it is needing to be. And don't forget, you also will need assistance and loving from time to time. And it will be there for you also, especially from those others around you who are working in the light. It is up to you to not do this and turn your body or your shoulder away from it when it is offered to you. You know this thing? Don't be so... I was about to say, stuffed in your nose. When you stuff yourself up your own nose, then you don't see these things coming for you. I'm going to do it by my own self. I don't need you. I'm quite capable all by my own self. Go away. So on, etc., etc. Now, I am going to do something a little different this night. Would you like to go on a journey?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very well. All you have to do is to make yourself very comfortable. Doesn't matter if you go into slatings, Sonji not mind. And pretend that you are like the small child that is going to have a little bit of special time to rest and relax. Close your eyes, take deep breath inside, and rest your weary bodies. You want to lie down, lie down. You want to sit up, sit up. Do whatever you want to do to be comfortable. You want to go to sleep, you can go to sleep. Because we're going to go on a little journey. First of all, take inside some deep breaths. Feel the breath going into your little self, holding it down inside and letting it out. Pretending that you are lying down on your bed of sleepings and you are listening to mother telling you story before you go sleepings. Because we're going to go on a little journey along the spiral. This is the spiral of the bear, the great bear. So come with I now through the beginnings of time and space and step your foot upon the spiral of no time, no space, and the spiral of the great she bear. And as we begin to walk along the spiral, I want you to contemplate for a moment the story of the great she bear. Those of you that have already known part of the story will know that the great she bear has woken up from her sleep with her little bear cubs and began a journey in the big wide world with them. And if you have not, then you need to find the wordings for this later. But journey now along the spiral until you come to the very center. And at the center, the spiral stops. And I want you to stand very still, because just in front of you is a light. And just before you step out into the light, you're going to contemplate all those manner of things of your life. Let them all float through your mind, go out the other side and float off along the spiral once more, so that they're not part of you. Let them all go. And now, take a long step and step into the light. And as you step into the light, you'll find yourself in another world. You will find yourself standing on a beautiful green meadow, high up on the side of a mountain. And as you are there, you will be able to watch everything that transpires. In front of you, sleeping deeply, underneath an old stuck rock is a great she bear, and cuddled up to her middle self are two little bear cubs. There is little bear and little she bear, and they are all snoring in the beautiful warmth of the sunshine. And as you get a little closer, you will be able to see that the little bear cubs are dreaming, because their noses are whiffling and their ears are wiggling and their little front hand paws are wiggling, and so are the back paws jumping about. They are having wonderful dreams of snowdrifts. And great shining fish and lots of beautiful milk from their mother's teat. Their bellies are full. And then high in the sky, circling round, is Brother Eagle, calling across the great valley. His cry sounding so loud in the high mountain air. And as he makes his soundings, Little Bear has one last great jump and wakes himself up. And he looks around and his eyes are so sleepy. And he gives a great yawn and stretches his little paws out and sits up. He wonders what it is that has woken him up. His mama is still asleep and his sister. So he stands up and steps away from his mother and gives himself a little shake from the tip of his nose to the end of his short little tail. And then he sniffs the air. He says, "What can I smell? Oh, now I remember," he says, and he runs and jumps up onto the great rock under which his mother is sleeping. And he looks out over the valley. And he looks up at the eagle flying in the sky. "Oh," he says to the eagle, "what is it you can see from up there?" And the eagle looks down and sees the little bear and flies down to him. He sits down on the rock next to the little bear cub. "I can see for many great distances," says the eagle, ruffling his feathers. And he runs his beak through his wing feathers to make them all smooth once more. And the little bear cub looks at him in great astonishment because he's so large. And then he stuffs his nose towards the great eagle and says, "What manner of creature are you? You don't have fur like I have got. What are those things on you?" And the eagle says, "These are feathers." "Oh," says the little bear cub, "I would like feathers too. Can I have feathers?" And the little eagle says, "No, you cannot have feathers. You are bear cub. And bear cubs have to stay upon the ground." "Oh," says the little bear cub, "but I want to come and fly in the skies with you and look for many miles across the land." "Well, you can't," says the eagle, "because you don't have feathers and you're not going to have feathers." "Well, can I ride upon your back? You're big enough," says the little bear cub. No, says the eagle, you're much too heavy. I would not be able to fly in the skies with you on my back. Well, will you tell me of what you see then, and let me see it through your eyes? Certainly I will, said the eagle to the little bear cub. I will let you see through my eyes. To do this, little bear cub, you must close your eyes, and you must also take deep breath, because you have to stretch yourself out. Your spirit must join with mine, and I will show you. I will go back into the skies once more and take your spirit with me, and you will see all that I see. And the great eagle, with this, takes a couple of bounds and waves the wings and takes off, soaring into the great skies of blue, soaring over the valley. And as he goes, he says, are you with me, little bear cub? Yes, I am with you, says the little bear cub. Are you with the great eagle in the skies also, and looking down on the valley? Far below are the trees, and the beautiful silver stream from the mountain has flowed down and become a great river flowing through down the valley to the trees. There are more hills and mountains that can be seen from the great skies, and the sun is warm on the back of the great eagle as he flies. Look down below, he says. Look down there, where that grey smoke is. I know about that, said the little bear cub. My mama told me about smoke. She said it is where there is the two legs. That is quite right, said the eagle. But you have two legs. Is that where you live? Says the little bear cub to the eagle. Oh no, I have got two wings also. But the people are there. They are two legs and they are called people. Oh, Mama didn't tell me that, said the little bear cub. What do people do? It is best for little bear cubs and eagles to stay away from peoples, said the eagle, because they're not always very kind to us. Come, I will show you a little. And he flies down closer to the trees. A little bear cub says, oh, be careful, don't crash into the trees, will you? I am very skilled at what I do, said the eagle, and I will show you. I will fly over the top, and you will be able to see all. So he flies over the top of where the smoke is coming. And in among the trees, there is a clearing where there are no trees. And instead, there are funny shapes, like pointed trees, only with no branches, no green on them. Instead, they are covered with all manner of drawings and pictures. And in front of these funny looking things is where the smoke is coming. And in front of there is the great river. And there are many peoples walking about and doing things, all manner of things. And little bear cub says, oh, aren't they strange? What do they do with their two legs? How can they run? or they can run fairly swiftly, said the great eagle. You have to be very careful because they're very cunning also, and they know how to hide and to be silent in the forest. Oh, look, said Little Bear Cub. There is somebody, and they are catching the silverfish from the stream. Oh, that's not a stream, said the great eagle. That is now a river. Oh, said the little bear cub. How did it come to be a river? Oh, said the eagle, that is because as the waters are flowing down through the land, they make great hole, and the hole gets made bigger and bigger as the waters flow through it until it becomes wider and deeper so that more waters can flow, and so it becomes river. And this has happened over many, many, many moons, not just recently. It has been happening for many moons. And do all the silver fish live in the river now? Oh, there's many silver fish in the river, said the eagle. I like silver fish. Sometimes the two legs chase the silver fish and don't catch them. However, I can catch them because I can see them from the great height at which I fly. Mama, says the little bear cub, says that the two legs are not safe to be around. That is so, said the great eagle. You must not go near the two legs, or they may take you to go and live with them, and you won't like it, because you won't be free anymore. Oh, then I shan't go near them, said the little bear cub. Although I must admit, they do look very curious, and I am very interested in curious things. Don't you even be tempted, said the great eagle. Come, you have seen enough now. I'm going to take you back. Oh, but I don't want to go back, said the little bear cub. Can we not fly a little further on? Oh, very well, said the great eagle. Come, I take you a little further. And he circles around in the sky and goes higher and higher, up into the great blue skies. Oh, this is so exciting, said the little bear cub. What is that up there? What is what up where? Said the great eagle. That white thing up there. Oh, that is a cloud, says the eagle. A cloud? Said the little bear cub. What does it do? Not very much, said the eagle. It just sort of hangs in the sky. It is full of water and mist. Sometimes it gathers with other clouds and comes together, and they make big clouds, and when they come to mountain sides, then they will release the waters, and the waters will fall to the earth, and that is called rain. I don't know about rain, said the little bear cub, but I know about snow, because Mama Bear told me about snow. She said it is water that comes from the skies, and it is stiff. That is so, said the eagle. It is. However, this water, when it rains, is not stiff, and it makes you very wet. I usually go and sit in my nest when it is raining, because I don't like the rain on my feathers when I'm flying too much. Makes I become very heavy. so I don't like to be in it for too long. And as I go higher and higher into the beautiful blue sky, the little bear cub can see all around beyond the valley, and beyond the valley are the plains, the great wide open plains that go for miles and miles and miles. Only he doesn't know, only that there seems to be so much of it. And he says to the great eagle, "Oh, look at all that space out there. Will I be able to go out there?" "Oh, not until you are a great big he-bear," said the eagle. "Then you will be able to go out there. Until then, you must stay with your mother and the little she-bear on the mountainside. Come now, we must return back, because I feel that your mama is beginning to awaken." "How can you feel that?" said the little bear cub. "Oh," said the eagle, "because I am a wise one, and I am the messenger that takes the prayers from the two legs and the other animals to the creator power. So I have to know these things. Come, we fly back." So he flies all the way back to the mountainside, and he lands down with a rustle of feathers next to the little bear cub and says, "Now take deep breath and bring your spirit back into your body, because here is your mama beginning to waken up." The little bear cub takes a deep breath and brings his eyes back into his own head. And when he opens them and he looks around, he feels quite dizzy, because he has been flying in the sky. And the great eagle says, "I'm going now. Farewell. I will speak to you another time." And off he goes with a couple of hops and flap of wings up high into the sky. And the little bear cub lifts his nose and whiffles it into the wind and watches him go. And then he hangs his little hand paws over the edge of the rock and stuffs his nose down and says, "Mama, Mama, I have been flying in the great blue sky." "Oh," says Mama Bear, "you babies always have such wonderful stories to tell I when you wake up." "Oh, but Mama, it's true," says the little bear cub. "I have been flying with the great eagle in the skies." "Oh," says the great she bear, "don't talk nonsense." "But Mama," said the little bear cub, "I did, truly I did." And the little she-bear stretches herself and rolls on her back and yawns and says, "You always have stories to tell." "You don't believe I," said the little bear cub. And Mama Bear looks up at him. She comes out from under the rock and gives herself a big shake from the tip of her nose to the end of her little tail. And she looks at her son and she says, "You had better tell I all about it." "Oh, Mama," he says, "it was so exciting. You were asleep and sister was asleep And I woke up and I was so curious because I wanted to know about the people in the valley. The people in the valley, said the great she-bear. I never told you about the people in the valley. Oh, well, that's what the great eagle called them, Mama. He said the two legs were called people. Ah, said the great she-bear. You most certainly must have done, she says, because no one else would have told you about people. I wouldn't have told you about people just yet. I was happy for you to know them only as two legs. Did he really fly with the eagle? Said the little she-bear. Did he fly in the great blue sky? Well, I don't believe he flew on the back of the eagle, did you, little bear? No, he said, I didn't. I joined my spirit with the spirit of the eagle, and he took me flying with his spirit up into the great blue skies. Oh, said the little she-bear. Oh, how marvelous. I would like to do that too. Will I be able to do that, Mama? And fly with the great eagle in the great blue skies? You will have to ask him next time he comes to visit, said the great she-bear. I'm sure that he will let you do so. Now come, my babies, it is time for us to move on a little. We have to go and find some more foodings for ourselves. Are you ready to begin your journey to find some more foodings? Oh, yes, and I would like to play, said the little bear cub. Me too, said the little she-bear. Come then, says the great she-bear, and I will introduce you to some more of the peoples that live here. You have yet to meet the four legs. And that is where we are going to leave them, as they begin to walk across the meadow, a little downhill towards the forest, to find themselves some more foodings to eat. So say farewell to them for now, as you watch them shambling off down the mountainside, with the little bear cubs bouncing around their mother, playing and rolling, falling over their feet, and having lots of fun. And come now back into the light, and step back through the light once more, back onto the spiral, and begin your journey slowly back up through the spiral. And there may be some things that you have let go that you need to collect on your way back. Other things you would still like to leave go. Collect the ones you want and the ones you don't, leave them behind. They will soon disappear. And begin the journey back up through the spiral, all the way back to the beginning place. To the place where you started, and step off the spiral back into the place of the silvery mist, and take inside of you the deep breath of life, and bring yourself back to your own body of living once more. And just before you open your eye, remember all that you felt and you saw on your journey. And when you are ready, open your eyes to your own earth life. And I'm going to go now. And I'm going to leave you with the memories of that journey. And memories of flying in the great blue sky with the eagle and the little bear cub to carry you along through your earth life. And remember that you too have only to stretch out your spirit and join it with one of the creatures of the planet and look through their eyes at the world around, to give yourself a different viewing of matters in your own life. Go with this power now, and may it bring peace and healing to your souls. Sweet.